Madam Chair, Excellencies, Honorable Ministers, Distinguished Delegates, Ladies and Gentlemen. At the outset, let me congratulate Dr. Omi for his election as the Chair of the 66th World Health Assembly. I would like to thank Madam DG for her leadership in consolidating a vision of nations for health development and commend her for the commitment in taking up the reform of World Health Organization to maintain it as a lead agency for global health initiatives. Let me also thank Dr. Samli Pliangbang Chang, Regional Director for WHO Southeast Asia, for his continued leadership and commitment towards the health of the people in the region and beyond. It gives me immense pleasure to address this esteemed assembly on behalf of a small and remote island nation, and to underscore the primacy of health in the next phase of global development. I also take this opportunity to convey my heartiest congratulations on the accelerated progress made to reach the Millennium Development Goals. These achievements emphasize the power of collaborative efforts and commitment of the governments, civil society, and the private sector. Excellencies, delegates, ladies and gentlemen, having achieved 5 out of the 8 Millennium Development Goals, and the remaining 3 being on track, the Republic of Maldives strives to address pressing challenges to sustain those achievements. With about 336,000 citizens scattered across more than 1,000 islands, the Maldives is one of the smallest nations to face the impact of globalization. Limited land for agricultural development, almost a total dependence on imports of goods and services, a narrow economic base with a heavy reliance on tourism and fishery are all factors that place the Maldives in an extremely vulnerable position. Undoubtedly, globalization and technological advancement continue to offer its benefits through an increase in volume of trade, affordable transportation, open borders, and a network of modern communications. However, these benefits, like a coin, has a flip side, carrying with it significant risks to human health, which puts enormous pressures on health system and the sectors beyond health. Rising pressures due to economic activities impacting the environment, combined with climate change and extreme weather events, also have a profound effect on human health, on health determinants, such as the availability of safe drinking water, food security, shelter, sanitation, and waste management. This in turn makes it more difficult to tackle seasonal outbreaks of vector-borne and diarrheal diseases. The government of Maldives, in line with the Southeast Asia countries' common vision for post-MDG development agenda, considers equitable access to healthcare as imperative to achieve well-being and happiness. The introduction of universal health insurance in the Maldives in 2012 is a significant step in this direction. However, epidemiological and demographic transitions to non-communicable diseases and an aging population continue to test our health system. Chronic diseases lead to considerable loss in productivity and consume a large amount of resources available for diagnosis, treatment, and rehabilitation. Up to 70% of all deaths in the Maldives is due to NCDs. As such, NCDs are not only a challenge for the health system to prevent, detect, and treat, but also a challenge for sustaining human capital and economic development. The high prevalence of risk factors such as overweight, obesity, insufficient physical activity, and tobacco use in the Maldivian population are with their remedies beyond the health sector to counteract. Excellencies, delegates, ladies and gentlemen, as any other small nation, Maldives is in a constant battle to secure its health workforce to match with the demands of healthcare delivery. There is a continuum with a limited capacity of local trainings on one hand and a high dependence on expatriate health workforce on the other. This is an area which underscores the interdependence between the countries as the quality of education, developments in policies and job markets in one country swiftly affects the ability of another country to ensure the support of competent expatriate health professionals. I believe there is a scope for bilateral and regional collaboration in medical education, professional development, and exchange of human capital. On a final note, Maldives strongly supports health at the forefront of the post-MDG development agenda. We live in a world of globalization, and development carries a direct impact on human health and thus national security and social justice. Protecting health allows individuals and societies to lead protective and fulfilling lives. With issues being multifaceted, complex, and interdependent, protecting health becomes everybody's business, expanding beyond the mandates of ministries of health and oftentimes outside the borders of a single sovereign country. Thank you.